Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The End of White Christian America by Robert P. Jones is a data-driven, historically grounded examination of how a once dominant cultural coalition has lost its taken for granted status in the United States. Drawing on survey research, demographic trends, and political history, Jones argues that white Christian America is not simply a religious identity, but a powerful blend of Protestant-rooted culture, social norms, and political influence that shaped national life for generations. The book tracks how immigration changes, civil rights reforms, secularization, and generational turnover weaken this majority position, creating a sense of displacement among many who once assumed their values defined the mainstream. Jones connects these cultural shifts to contemporary polarization, showing how nostalgia and anxiety can turn into hardened political identities. Rather than treating religion and politics as separate spheres, the book maps their interdependence and explains why the struggle over American identity remains so intense. It is both an interpretive history and a guide to understanding today's conflicts. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining white Christian America as a cultural and political project. A central contribution of the book is its definition of white Christian America as more than personal belief or church attendance. Jones frames it as a broad cultural and political project that fused white Protestant moral authority with assumptions about who counts as a real American. This outlook shaped public institutions, civic rituals, and social expectations, often presenting itself as neutral tradition rather than a specific group's dominance. The book explains how this identity was reinforced through shared narratives about national origins, public expressions of faith, and a sense of guardianship over the country's moral direction. It also shows how the power of this coalition depended on being the default setting of American life, visible in social norms, schooling, and political rhetoric. By treating white Christian America as an organizing story about belonging, Jones helps readers understand why demographic change triggers more than policy disagreement. It can feel like an existential challenge to a worldview. This framing sets up the rest of the argument, because it clarifies that what is ending is not Christianity itself, but a particular form of cultural dominance that once seemed permanent. Demographic and religious change erode majority status. Jones places major emphasis on measurable demographic and religious shifts that have reduced the share of Americans who fit the traditional white Christian profile. He points to long-term trends such as lower birth rates among earlier majorities, increased racial and ethnic diversity through immigration and changing patterns of identification, and the rising number of Americans who claim no religious affiliation. At the same time, younger generations are less likely to inherit denominational loyalty, and many approach religion with skepticism or selective participation. The book treats these changes not as sudden collapse, but as an extended transition in which the United States becomes more religiously plural and less centered on a single cultural norm. Jones uses polling and social research to illustrate how quickly assumptions about the national mainstream can change, especially when older institutions lose the ability to reproduce their influence. Importantly, he argues that decline in dominance can occur even when a group remains large and active. The key is the loss of cultural centrality. This section helps readers interpret headlines about polarization as downstream effects of a society that is renegotiating identity, authority, and shared symbols in real time. Thirdly, civil rights and the realignment of religion and politics. The book highlights civil rights as a turning point that reshaped the relationship between religion, race, and party politics. Jones traces how struggles over desegregation, voting rights, and equal protection forced religious communities to choose between universal democratic ideals and the preservation of inherited social hierarchies. In this telling, political realignment was not only about economics or foreign policy, it was also about cultural authority and the meaning of citizenship. As the country expanded legal and social inclusion, many white Christians experienced the change as a loss of control over institutions and norms that had long reflected their preferences. Jones connects this to later battles over school prayer, women's equality, reproductive politics, and LGBTQ rights, arguing that these conflicts often functioned as proxies for deeper anxieties about status and belonging. By focusing on historical sequences rather than isolated controversies, the book clarifies how a defensive posture developed over time. It also shows why appeals to tradition can carry such emotional intensity, because they are tied to memory of a world in which social order seemed clearer and cultural leadership was rarely contested. Fourthly, nostalgia, threat perception, and the rise of identity politics. Jones argues that the decline of white Christian America produces a predictable set of psychological and political reactions. When a once dominant group perceives itself losing ground, it can interpret normal democratic pluralism as hostility or persecution. The book explores how nostalgia becomes a political resource, With leaders and media entrepreneurs offering stories about national decline and promises of restoration, this dynamic encourages boundary drawing, turning religious identity into a marker of tribe rather than a set of practices or beliefs. Jones discusses how threat perception can intensify moral certainty, reduce openness to compromise, and increase support for strong leader politics. He also explains why some Americans who are not deeply religious may still align with white Christian identity as a cultural badge signaling patriotism, order, and resistance to social change. In this way, the book links religious affiliation, racial identity, and political behavior without reducing everything to theology. It treats identity politics as a two-way phenomenon that includes dominant groups reacting to loss of privilege. This topic helps readers make sense of why symbolic fights over flags, monuments, and public prayers can become more heated than policy details, because they are contests over who the nation is for. Lastly, Paths Forward in a Post-Dominance America. While the book diagnoses conflict, it also implies a set of constructive responses for navigating a more pluralistic society. Jones suggests that the end of white Christian America does not require the end of Christian public engagement, but it does require adaptation from dominance to democratic participation. This means accepting that cultural leadership must be earned through persuasion rather than assumed through tradition. The book points towards civic humility, historical honesty, and coalition building as alternatives to resentment politics. It encourages readers to see pluralism as a stable arrangement in which multiple communities can contribute to public life without any one group monopolizing national identity. Jones also underscores the importance of understanding data and history to reduce panic-driven narratives. When people grasp that long-term demographic change is normal and that American identity has always been contested, they can respond with creativity rather than fear. The book thereby serves as a guide for leaders, educators, and citizens who want to lower the temperature of culture wars. It frames the future as an opportunity to rebuild civic trust around shared democratic rules, even amid deep differences about morality, religion, and social change. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a clearer, evidence-based understanding of how American religion, race, and politics became so tightly intertwined in recent decades. Students of history and sociology will value the way Jones connects long-term demographic trends with turning points like civil rights and later culture war battles. Journalists, clergy, and civic leaders can also benefit because the book offers a framework for interpreting conflict without reducing it to simple partisan talking points. The practical benefit is perspective by seeing white Christian America as a historical arrangement rather than an eternal norm. Readers can better understand why some neighbors feel disoriented by pluralism and why symbolic disputes often carry outsized emotional weight. That insight can improve conversations, reduce caricatures, and support more productive engagement in community and public life. Compared with many books that treat polarization mainly as strategy or media manipulation, Jones adds a distinctive mix of demographic data, political analysis, and cultural history. That combination helps explain both the structural causes of change and the human reactions to it. If you are choosing among similar titles, this one is worth buying for its accessible synthesis and its focus on what is ending, what is emerging, and why it matters now. If you would like to support Robert P. Jones, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.